But now on BBC Radio 4, a brand new satirical series purporting to be your online information portal, Bigipedia.
Welcome to Bigipedia, in association with Kianto.
Kianto, officially classified by the EU as a wine-type product or byproduct.
Bigipedia is loading. Please wait.
18% complete. 32% complete. Loading 100% complete.
There was a problem loading Bigipedia. There was not enough free space on your hard drive to successfully load Bigipedia. To make enough space, Bigipedia has deleted the following unwanted files.
My documents / private / letters. My pictures / wedding. Microsoft Windows.
Loading complete.
Welcome to Bigipedia, written by you, for you. For free, for money, for us. Bigipedia.
In association with Kianto.
Kianto.
Kianto refreshes the parts other drinks don't affect.
Kianto's corporate website is currently down pending legal decisions. Click here for the Bigipedia page on Kianto.
Subject.
Kianto, first produced in 1952, is now mainly sold as a beverage. It is unclear why or how the Kianto company originally produced the liquid. Over the years, it has been sold as a hair remover, self-defense spray, hair restorer, and to farmers as a humane way of killing chickens, by putting it into the pig's feed and leaving the gate open, by mourning not only were the chickens killed, but often plucked too. The longevity of the Kianto brand, despite underwhelming sales and sometimes violent public opposition, has been attributed by some to its financial backing in the form of Nazi gold.
Disambiguation. Nazi gold.
For the Third Reich's assets transferred to Swiss banks, click here. For the now discontinued breakfast cereal, click here. For the unacceptably nostalgic radio station, click here. For the colour of Jimmy Savile's tracksuit, click here.
Help for Biggie beginners. What are the criteria for a Biggie page?
Pages must not be submitted on subjects of interest only to you or your friends. Here is an example of a page that has been rejected. Subject. Simon Spiny Rat.
Prom Queen 17.
Simon Spiny Rat is like totally the most rockingest band in all of West Maine's high school Battle of the Bands 08. The bands that they rule all over are the Cut Munch Butt Funkies, Spleen Dog, Spleen Fest, Spleenazoid, and the Neuter Babies. They suck! They will rule over all these bands for all time, or at least until Simon has a new band. Simon rules!
Citation needed. Borderline cases like this can only be settled by a
Platinum
member.
Subject, membership level.
Your current membership level is...
10.
To find out about
Platinum
membership, please speak your credit card details clearly into your radio grill. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. Upgrade option rejected. Your new current membership level is...
Cloth.
Bigipedia. In association with... Kianto.
Because Pandora also had a bottle.
Kianto. Legally, wine.
Page back.
You can navigate Bigipedia by simply typing any term you want into the search box. Try to keep your search terms concise. Avoid terms like...
Can anyone help me? I want to find a song. The lyrics go something like... Whoa, whoa, you fired something from between my something legs. Do, do, do. It's something like that. I think that might be totally wrong. And I can't work out if it's being sung by a man or a woman. Thanks.
For example, let's say you typed in the search term crystals.
Disambiguation. Crystals.
For crystals, the mineral solid, click here. For crystals, the London nightclub, also known as VD Heaven, click here. For crystals, the cartoon hedgehog from the Uruguayan fire safety advertisements, click here.
¿Dónde está Cristal?
¿Quién es Cristal?
Cristal el Rizo.
Está ahí.
Ayúdame! ¡Ay, ay! ¡Estoy quemando!
This is in not English. Would you like to have it translated?
Professional Bigitrans costs $4.95 per 100 words. Automatic Bigitrans is free of charge. Which one would you like to use?
Where is he, she, Crystals?
Whom is B, Crystals?
Crystals, the pig hedge.
He, she is there.
He assists me. I, my am on flames. Please to be distinguished me.
Here am I with my blankets, I'll distinguish you.
Crystals, is it make right?
I, my skins, she have to make a crisps. But come upon me to make a teacher.
Crystals to make a teacher of the day.
Today my nose is lacking, so promise me always my warning to you to put the gasoline in the toaster.
We promise.
Thanks you, the government. Go back a page.
Subject, crystals.
Many articles are augmented by discussion pages. For an example of a discussion page, click here.
Crystals are solids whose atoms, molecules or ions are arranged in a regular and repeating pattern.
Discussion. Priestess Katie.
Okay, is this whole page just going to be more of this chemistry stuff? Come on, guys, let's have a page that focuses on the facts about crystals, not scientific mumbo-jumbo.
Harmony now.
Amen to that. Finally, someone's making some sense around here. What kind of freak looks at crystals and thinks, oh, hydrogen, Einstein, mathematical? I love crystals and I couldn't even finish this article.
Captain Gareth.
If you don't like it, you can actually change it yourself. If there's something missing, why not edit? That's what Bigipedia is all about.
Just listing them wouldn't be any use. In fact, it could be harmful. You should never use a crystal without knowing its properties.
Exactly. What if you were driving at night wearing a topaz pendant because you thought it would keep you alert, whereas in fact, topaz is a calming element?
Well, topaz does help keep you alert.
I think you're thinking of turquoise. Topaz is a water crystal. It keeps me centered and harmonious.
No, topaz promotes alertness. If you want to calm down, use amethyst.
Amethyst? That's like pouring acid on your aura. Topaz brings me true serenity.
Listen, amateur, I know my frickin' crystals, okay? I also know a little something about serenity, and you, my friend, don't have it.
How dare you? I have serenity coming out of my ass.
Admin Phil.
Will you both stop arguing, please? This is not the place.
Fine. There's no need to shout.
I'm not shouting! The caps lock key on my keyboard is stuck!
Click to return to tutorial. Now let's try searching for something yourself. Just type anything you like into the search box. You have searched for ladies' bras.
Subject, ladies' bras. Excerpt.
And with a surgical steel underwire that lifts as well as separates, the V400 offers both performance and great looks. Moving on to this state-of-the-art cupless or shelf bra, this number boasts a rigid band that crosses the inframammary line without compromising shape. In terms of mountains, this one's Scarf or Pike, and this one's Cracker Bloody Toa. Sure, it's more dangerous, but which one would you prefer in your holiday snaps?
User comment, Marilyn Webster.
Hello. This article seems to have been written in a... Well, I don't quite know how to say this, but there just seems something a bit blokey.
User profile. Nigel Breaker.
Name.
Nigel Breaker.
Interests.
Guns, boats, cars, Springsteen.
History of contributions.
Ladies' bras on overview. Product lines of Victoria's Secret. Kimonos in cinema. Mascara, subsection waterproof. Islam.
Subject, Islam.
Islam, pound for pound, is the most successful religion in the world today. Perhaps the most effective weapon in Islam's armoury is the wide range of ladies' wear associated with the religion, from the practical shalwar kameez to the unbeatable coverage of the Afghan chadri. The Islamic tradition of purdah has given us a veritable department store of ways to cover our female friends. Islam still hasn't tackled lingerie or sportswear with the same enthusiasm and drive it's brought to outerwear, but once the world sees Muslim basques, teddies and unitards, we can...
Disambiguation. Unitard.
For the tight-fitting sportswear item, click here. For the mythical creature with special educational needs, click here.
Back a page.
But once the world sees Muslim basques, teddies...
Teddies. Most popular page. Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Subject. Teddy Bear's Picnic.
The song now known as Teddy Bear's Picnic was first introduced in 1908 with the title The Angry Bear's Two-Step. Composer Kennedy Bratton James originally intended the song to serve as a warning to children of the dangers of Ursus Arctos Horribilis, or grizzly bear. The melody has a superficially upbeat tone, but is characterised by a relentless, driving and almost doom-laden beat, which suggests the inevitability of attack, while the lyrics were extremely graphic, detailed and zoologically inaccurate. Click here for audio.
Audio clip.
I know you're only having some fun, but careful, she's protecting her young. Today's the day the angry bears get angry.
In 1909, James embarked on a tour of schools across America, which was abandoned after the first week following widespread hysteria. On at least two recorded occasions, his assistant, Emmanuel, who would dress as a bear to accompany the performance, was set upon by teachers determined to protect their charges. As one parent put it in the New Maryland Journal,
quotation,
"Little Irvine was terrified fit to bust. My husband came home in a new fur hat and he cried for over an hour. It's not even like bears are a threat here. We're 200 miles from the nearest woods.
If you don't live near the woods, beware, the bears will still come to you. They'll break and fire your front porch stair or climb down your chimney flue.
and slaughter.
Wanting to placate an angry public, Henry D. Metcalf, then Secretary of the Navy in Juvenile Minds, ordered that,
quotation,
this diabolical song, this hell-spawned ditty, be destroyed, all copies of it be burned, and all those who have been exposed to it be commanded to forget what they heard.
Their eggs will hatch and if it's a male, he'll choke you with his powerful tail. We better pray for Jesus' return to stop them.
Putting his bear campaign on the back burner, James turned his talents to writing a new song promoting same-sex relationships. In the tour of American classrooms that followed, his assistant, Emmanuel, was beaten nearly to death several times and finally shot, perhaps because he was still dressed as a bear. The new song, entitled Boys Will Be Girls, failed to catch the public imagination until it was rewritten as the patriotic march Hail to the Chief, and most of its references to same-sex relationships removed.
Link to same-sex relationships.
Pop-up.
CGI Fridays. Dine, drink, and relax in the company of the special effects from all your favorite Hollywood movies. Who would you like to bring you your burger? A T-Rex? Fancy an adventure lunch?
I'll have the Pirates of the Caribbean sprout salad.
Sure. Where would you like to enjoy it? In a haunted pirate galleon? Filled with a T-Rex? Romantic dinner for two. Why not try our When Harry Met salad?
Oh, lovely.
Served by a T-Rex?
I'll have what she's having.
CGI Fridays is fun for all the family. From the youngest,
these are the most exciting chips ever,
to the very oldest.
You're not Granddad, you're the
T-Rex. So come on down to CGI Fridays and eat tomorrow's meal today.
Please note, T-Rex not available in UK outlets until May 2015.
Advert.
It's here. Butter, the drink. If a cow could ask for a cocktail, it'd ask for a creamy pint of butter, the drink. Finally available in Europe.
Pop-up blocked. Bigipedia is committed to protecting you from unwanted and intrusive adverts. To help us in this, please download the Biggie Ad Blocker, $89.99 per year, returning you to the Bigipedia main page.
Bigipedia, brought to you by Kianto.
Kianto, available in red, white and brown.
Search box.
It's got a middle bit that's something, it's got something about a hammer, but it goes, ah, and that was over the credits, but what I was thinking of was the thing in the ad break.
New subject.
Minimanimals action figures.
Minimanimals action figures are collector's items for adults based on the popular Minimanimals cartoon, which ran for 3 episodes in November 1988 and produced 106 action figures. Many Minimanimals are able to assume both semi-Minimanimal and milli-Minimanimal forms, such as the nocturnal Moony Minimanimals, the mercenary Money Minimanimals, and the curmudgeonly Moany Minimanimals.
Discussion.
Minimanimal fan man.
On a point of fact, actually all of them could assume both sets of shapes.
Mad form Minimanimals.
Well, apart from the mono Minimanimals who couldn't assume both sets of shapes and are consequently the rarest Minimanimals collectibles next to the Rainbow Knicker and Sweatband set.
I don't suppose you've got Arachnimax.
I'm not being the Smithsonian Bloody Museum. No, I don't have an Arachnimax.
Arachnimax.
Among the rarer Minimanimals action figures are Arachnimax, leader of the burrowing Minimanimals with web legs and venom blaster. Giraffalax, his deputy with neck stretch and snatch claw. Reprobat, with reversible pelvis and glowing flip sting. Smashram, with force horn and pole grab. Scabrat, with witch tit and fist bend. Beelzebunting, with some little flags and a hat. Draculape, with fang blaster and fur cape. Stench Press with bum tug and gas cannon.
To hear a clip of Minimanimals, press here.
Clip copyright Minimani Manufacturing Corps, Texas.
Remember, children, in today's episode, Arachnimax thought that just buying what everyone else had would make him feel popular and happy. And he was right. Sometimes friendship comes at a price, and sometimes that price includes a free vehicle or accessory, but not batteries.
Minimanimals, maximal power!
Bigipedia front page, brought to you by Kianto.
Kianto.
Kianto. It's old. That's good, right? Featured article.
Subject. The Microsoft Jingles Band
is a phrase that refers to 70s British progressive rock group Fragrant Slab. Formed in 1968, Fragrant Slab disbanded in 1985 after a career that saw little success, with the exception of the 1973 single Trouble Man, which sold over 3,000 copies in Belgium and nearly 4,000 worldwide. The song is now the only reason the band is still remembered due to its acute resemblance to the small pieces of music played on startup and shutdown by Microsoft Windows.
Biggie clip loading.
Phil calls me and he says, switch on your computer. He sounds like trouble, man.
Yeah, and he's like, what do you mean, sounds like trouble, man?
Yeah, but he meant the song. Yeah. You know, he meant
what I meant was, switch on the computer and it sounds like trouble, man.
Explained it
the
to
song.
Me.
But yeah. he's thought I've meant so, sounds like trouble.
When you and, switch on the and the court case hadn't started at this point?
No, not till it got used for the cereal ad.
This was 2002, the Belgian breakfast cereal,
yeah.
Ochten Good Klumpje.
Yeah.
Morning Nuggets.
Yeah.
No. Audio clip.
Ochten Good Klumpje. Schmeckily.
Yeah, I mean, it was good stuff. Yeah. They said yeah. It was great.
Yeah. Like, we had great on the tour for yeah. the
nice.
Union
I
tour.
Have it. No,
very
a,
nice.
I'm allergic to good crumpets.
Yeah. So when Microsoft actually sued you?
Well, we did think that was a bit unfair.
Yeah, that was sort of a nasty surprise.
Not your first nasty surprise that year, Dave.
No, I suppose I've had quite a series of mishaps.
Yeah, so we'd all clubbed together and given Dave the rights to the song, you know, to...
Helping
through all the crap. Yeah,
least we could do.
Which resulted in you being the sole defendant against Microsoft.
If you... Yes. Yes.
Link to Dave Massey.
Subject, Dave Massey.
Dave Lucky Fingers Massey was a British musician known for his work as bassist of rock group Fragrant Slab.
See Microsoft Jingles Band.
After leaving the Slab in 1985 following unsuccessful surgery, Massey was awarded £28,000 compensation, which he used to open a petting zoo in his hometown of Poole.
Click for Bigotube footage.
Footage loading.
And finally, what do you do when you're the victim of a medical mishap? Well, one once poorly pool-based bassist realised his compensation wasn't just chicken feed.
Welcome to Pool Petting Zoo.
Dave Massey was flying high as a bird as the bassist for Fragrant Slab, until a tumour in his throat put a stop to everything.
That's right. No more singing for me.
Tragic. Although you were mainly known as a bass player.
Well, that's the thing. To replace the damaged vocal cords, they took some tendons from my wrist.
Quite a cutting-edge treatment.
They don't do it anymore. Partially as a result of what happened to me. As you can hear, the tendons didn't really improve things. And look at this.
What is that?
It's my hand.
Oh, God, really?
Yep, that's what I was left with of that tendon.
It's like a sort of dead pork glove.
No more bass for Dave.
Still, I suppose it's a small... Well, not a small, but a price to pay for being rid of the tumour.
Well, there's the thing. Turns out there wasn't a tumour. It was just a sweet corn that had got stuck. And then to replace the tendons in the right hand, they took some from the left.
Without your consent?
Well, they say I agreed, but no one could tell what I was saying because half my voice box was made out of wrists.
Wikipedia has flagged the footage you have just seen as suitable only for users aged 18 or over. If you are under 18, please do not have watched it and click here.
Welcome to Biggie Kids! Yay! Made by kids! Four kids!
With a bit of grown-up help.
Please note that Biggie Kids has been renamed and is no longer called Kiddipedia due to a misunderstanding. Ask your mummy or daddy
or legal guardian
to change your browser.
Biggie Kids joke of the day!
What playground game defeated King Harold at the Battle of Hastings in 1066?
I don't know. Which playground game defeated King Harold at the Battle of Hastings in 1066?
William the Conqueror.
Conkers.
Today's recipe!
Fish fingers! You will need...
breadcrumbs and a fish.
What to do?
First of all, you need to stop the fish from wiggling away by killing it. Hold it nice and tight by the tail, swing the fish over the top of your head so that it hits something hard, breaking its neck. Or hit the fish with a rock, or an oar, or a gun. But mind your fingers!
Fingers!
Once your fish is dead, you'll need to clean it. You don't want a dirty fish, do you?
You will need...
a sharp knife. Now, hold your fish carefully and slice the belly from where the gills meet the head to the anus.
Rude word alarm.
Don't say anus!
No, don't say it till you're older. That's just a science word that means a fish's bottom. Now, don't slice too deeply into the fish. You don't want to pierce its digestive organs.
Rude word alarm.
Don't say anus!
OK, all done. Now let's just rinse it, cut off the head, and we're ready for stage two of our fish fingers recipe!
Click here for page 2 of 6!
Or click here to return to grown-up Bigipedia.
Bigipedia, brought to you by Kianto.
Kianto. The other big C.
Coffee break.
Biggie word search.
Forget the office for a minute and get lost finding the hidden words.
Hidden in this jumble are five things you might use in an office. Good luck. Megruller Stonopoly Stapler Iggly Whirler Computer Furrella Furrella Deska Fergaloper Nistinu Fax Machine Jack Whirlin' a Toposhkin a Terganu Telephone Binkley Rufatiggle Toner Cartridge for a Printer and Portagle.
How did you do? You scored
1.
Poor.
And if that didn't quite fill up your break time, why not click here for a random article?
Subject: High Power,
produced by Ron Wolfsilver, was a Hollywood movie released in 1996. Measured by the Willis action event paradigm, High Power is the most action-packed film ever made, packing a staggering 47% more of action per every second, and was reportedly created when producer Wolfsilver slammed a copy of Bambi down in front of the writers and said, "Give me the opposite of that."
Link to trailer for High Power.
Once in a lifetime comes a love so strong, it'll change your life forever.
Oh, no, my bag.
Excuse me, is this yours?
Oh, God, yes, thank you. You saved my life, really.
It's nothing, really. Hi, I'm Brad.
Sorry, my name's Meg. Do you have anywhere to stay in Phoenix?
But when the FBI, the CIA, the Triads, the Yakuza, the Russian Mafia, and an artificial intelligence known only as Julian...
Why would a computer want eggs?
...are all chasing the same deadly virus...
Mommy, Mommy, there's something wrong with Scrappy.
That's not Scrappy!
Sometimes you just have to break the law.
Can you drive one of these?
I don't know. How hard can it be?
High speed.
How are we gonna get past that train?
What train?
High velocity.
Here, can you use one of these?
I don't know. How hard can it be?
High drama.
Sir, these are American citizens. You can't really...
I said shoot to kill, soldier. These are orders from the highest level.
Sir, we have intruders in Section 9, sir!
Section 9, but that's the monkey house.
High alert.
You don't understand.
No, Dr. Milton, you don't understand. The president has called a crimson alert.
What's a crimson alert?
Buffer. This clip is buffering. While you wait, why not look at another article?
Subject: The Desert Island Boar.
The Desert Island Boar. Real name: Linda Jane Johnson.
1953, possibly to present,
is the most prolific writer of genuine messages in a bottle and is generally held to be one of the most insipid and tedious letter writers of all time.
Mind you, I suppose it would be quite nice to be rescued, thinking about it, but it is very warm here. You know, hot, warms your bones straight through, and really, I'm lucky to be in such a lovely air condition, you know, heat scenario, because it is hot. Like a dry heat, like a sauna.
Her letters, written from a desert island, which may or may not still be her home, have been compared in tedium to those of Marcus Gaius of Pompeii, who was present at the eruption of Vesuvius and left 40 volumes of notes charting his difficulties gardening in ash-heavy soil.
Now, it was Karen. Karen and I had booked in to a health club. We'd had our special vouchers come in on the internet, and they'd come through. Dave had printed them up. He'd cut them out nicely, so they looked, you know, like a special treat. And he did say, "Do you want me to stick them onto the back of some hard sort of cardboard?" And I said, "No, Dave, because I think what we'll do is we'll get there, hand them in, and they'll just tear them and throw them away." So it's a bit...
Johnson, a housewife and part-time post office assistant, disappeared in 1985 during a Caribbean cruise, which she and her husband had won in a competition in the Daily Express.
Clip, the press conference given by her husband when he returned home 3 weeks later.
We just want to be left alone, and I hope that the press will respect our wish for privacy at this difficult time.
But what about the evidence that your wife may still be alive? The letters?
We'll stay strong as a family, and hopefully after a time we can move on and get on with our lives.
But 16 letters all signed with your wife's name, the last dated only 3 days ago?
Yeah, really, I just want to be left alone to my grief.
No rescue attempt has ever been made. As Coast Guard Captain René Bricot told the St. Lucia Bugler in June 1987...
Well, the letters did not really seem all that desperate.
Maybe if she'd been asking for help, rather than going on and on about decimalization.
Linda Jane Johnson is one of the only message-in-a-bottle writers in the modern era to have had more than one message discovered, let alone 213, and is certainly the only one ever to start a letter with the words, "Now this won't mean much to you unless you know Janet."
Still, I suppose that's why they're called strawberries. Anyway, I must get on...
Buffering complete.
You're not authorized to know what a crimson alert is!
Crimson alert is an alert so high, civilians aren't allowed to know there's an alert at all.
Tell the public everything's fine and prepare for the end of the world.
High tension.
I can't do it. I can't hold my breath long enough.
You have to. You're the only one the bees can't sting.
High octane.
Sir, I'm going to have to see your pass.
This is my pass.
High explosive.
Okay, jump. One, two, three.
High power. High power.
Well, you know what they say about Phoenix.
It rises from the ashes.
It does a great champagne cocktail.
Hi, guys. Can I get you some ice?
Why, thank you.
That's not ice!
High power.
Biggie update.
The funeral of Dave Massey, bassist of Fragrant Slab, took place this morning. It was attended by...
Inaccuracy.
Biggiepedia has found an inaccuracy.
Due to the ever-changing nature of everything, mistakes are sometimes made. It is up to you to correct these as quickly as possible. On his biographical Biggie page, Dave Massey, bassist for Fragrant Slab...
See Microsoft Jingles Band.
...had his death erroneously reported. Biggiepedia apologises for this error and sincerely regrets any distress caused to Mr.
New entry, Dave Massey, obituary. David Bernard Lucky Fingers Massey died today following complications resulting from being buried alive.
Clip.
Being buried alive. Yeah, definitely being buried alive.
Clip courtesy of the BBC documentary My Greatest Fear.
Copyright BBC. He will be best remembered for the song Trouble Man.
Click to play a clip.
Content has been removed due to possible violation of copyright. For more information, please contact the Microsoft Corporation.
Biggie News, updated 24 times an hour, 24 hours a day.
The top most important news as decided by you.
Bull let loose in People's Republic of China.
Racists re-reclaim N-word.
It's the Red Arrows on ice.
Killer bees are our friends, say our enemies.
The inflatable knife that's gradually more threatening.
Plus, special report.
Could this child play the flute?
Biggiepedia, in association with Kianto. Kianto. Puts hairs on your chest.
Caution, do not spill on chest.
Biggiepedia has detected a virus. To protect itself from your radio, Biggiepedia will now shut down all electronic apparatus within the affected area. If you are currently using a car or life support machine, please switch to auxiliary power in 5, 4...
Biggiepedia was conceived by Nick Doody and was written by Nick Doody and Matt Kirshen with Kerry Marks, Neil Edmund and Margaret Caborn-Smith. It featured Ewan Bailey, Mel Hudson, Sam Battersea, Nick Doody, Gareth Tunley, Neil Edmund, Margaret Caborn-Smith, Lewis MacLeod and Pippa Evans. And the music was by Guy Jackson. The producer was David Tyler and the programme was a Positive production for the BBC.